Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Olive in New Hampshire, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I'd like to ask the question about vinyl siding. I'm thinking of having vinyl siding put on my house, and I've gotten a couple of estimates. And one of the companies told me that they use a 3/8 inch foam insulation board, and one of the companies is telling me they use Tyvek. Mm-hmm. So, and also, one company says they have to remove the old clapboards, and the other company says no. So what is correct?
Okay. You have old clapboard siding right now, so you have, it looks like vinyl, but it's made of wood?
Yes, it is. It's cedar clapboards.
Cedar clapboards. What a shame. So you have to pull that off. If you don't pull that off, what's going to happen is the vinyl siding is going to be sort of very thick around the windows, and you'll have to extend probably the trim to make it look right. It's possible to put it over the siding, but it usually looks better if you take it off. In terms of the insulation, I don't think that 3/8 of an inch of styrofoam behind the siding adds very much insulation at all to the siding, but I don't think it's worth spending any extra money for it. The vapor barrier, on the other hand, the Tyvek, that is an excellent investment. That's going to go a long way, if it's installed properly, to cutting back on drafts that are make you very uncomfortable in that house. So all factors being equal, I would remove the old siding, and I would apply a vapor barrier.
Okay.
If you want to save some money, you probably don't have to remove the old siding, but just make sure that they can make it look right around the windows and doors, because that siding is so thick right now that when you add the vinyl on top of it, you're talking about another inch worth of material. It may not look right.
It may not look right. That's true. To be honest with you, I'm really undecided about even having it done, because my cedar clapboards are in pretty good shape. I do have some dry rot in a few areas of the fascia board. So,
was it painted or stained last time?
It's stained.
Well, God, why don't you just restain it then?
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, if you restain it and if you prime it, if you oil prime it first and then restain it with a good semi-transparent or solid color, repair the boards, you know, you can get a good 10 or 12 years out of that.
Great. That's great. Well, very good. I really appreciate your answering my questions, and I love the Money Pit show. It's the best show on radio.
Well, thank you so much for saying that.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much for answering my question.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.